For weeks, most of us have been confined to our immediate communities, but that is rapidly changing. In some areas, you'll soon be allowed to do a bit of regional travel, and yes, that includes holidays. In New South Wales, communities hit hard by the bushfires are ready to welcome tourists back to their towns. Barbara Miller reports.
The world is not yet their oyster, but from June the 1st, residents of New South Wales will be able to travel anywhere in the state. Batemans Bay, the Blue Mountains, Byron, all among the destinations once again open for tourists.
Probably just up to the Central Coast or South Coast.
Sydney woman Ros Allison is itching for a change of scene.
We were booked to go to Cairns for the Easter holidays and obviously that fell through, so I think we're kind of keen to get out of our little house and see something different.
And changes to the mother of two's working life because of the virus have opened up new possibilities for a quick getaway.
Pretty a long weekend. We're on a 9-day fortnight now, so I've got an extra day off.
Coronavirus seemed like a cruel joke to communities who bore the brunt of this year's bushfires.
We've been through effectively a quadruple whammy. We had the bushfires over the summer period, then we had flooding, and then of course COVID. And before all of that, we were in drought. So it has been an exceptionally trying time.
Liz Innes is the mayor of Yorubadala Shire Council on the New South Wales South Coast.
Look, I think it's really going to be very welcome news for a lot of people, especially those who are in the tourism industry down here in Yorubadala.
But she thinks it will be a different kind of tourism.
So we're really hopeful that when the time comes, people will come and they will really enjoy and respect and make sure that they take the time. That's probably one of the few positives that have come out of this COVID-19 experience, and that is people have really gone back to the basics of what's important. Be kind, be nice, have some fun, and make sure you value those things that are important.
The easing of travel restrictions couldn't come at a better time for the state's ski regions. Roberta Borsato is the owner of Brunelli's Cafe in Perisher.
We are ready, willing and able to open our doors to anyone coming to Perisher and with COVID-19 plans set to place. And this area totally, totally depends on it. Every business relies on the winter season.
Tourist hotspots have been among the hardest hit by coronavirus restrictions. Some businesses may never recover. For others, today's announcement provides a much-needed glimmer of hope.
Glimmer of hope indeed. Barbara Miller there.